Listen up, all day family. What's up? Welcome to the live stream. It's Brett and Lofa, and we're talking Seahawks football, kicking it with you after the Seahawks dismantled, destroyed, demolished the Miami Dolphins in front of a very, 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 very loud crowd at Lumen Field. How you feeling?
Yeah. Try playing in front of that, brother.
Dude. That place was rocking. Sam, what's his name? I almost said Sam. Skylar Thompson comes out for his first drive. I couldn't hear myself where we were. I have no idea how he or they could hear anything. The 12s, the 12th man, the Seahawks fans, they were giving it to the Dolphins early. That place was hyped.
Early and often.
Yeah.
And they couldn't get shit going.
People were feeling a 3-0 start, feeling an undefeated start, and feeling got to be feeling good about it after today.
Undefeated. I'm over here having a black and mild, a victory stogie, if you will.
Light him if you got him.
Got him, join us.
All right.
But feeling great. Mm-hmm. I mean, we took care of business. I know there's going to be a lot of you out there like, oh, we missed opportunities.
Look, it's just the Dolphins.
Backup quarterback. Mm-hmm. A win is a win is a win. They're hard to come by in the NFL.
Yeah.
That is what a player's mindset is. And I'm telling you, this shit is not easy.
Yeah, but there's major question marks, I think, though, still.
Not for me.
Okay.
Made that shit 24-3, made it look real easy.
Well, you know what, then, my friend? I'm excited to talk to you about all those things. That's why we're here to do this show.
I'm here all day.
Hey, you guys are filling up the chat. You're filling up the stream. You're joining. You're texting your friends. You're telling everybody that All Day is live right now and sending them the link. Aren't you? And also, while you're doing that, our question of the night. Here, Lofa loves this question. You like to ask people this question. I've seen you ask Seahawks fans this question. Our question of the night tonight is, it's 3 weeks into the season. We're a family. We've been getting to know you and loving getting to know you, but we want to get to know you even more. How did you become a Seahawks fan in the first place, and what is your Seahawks origin story? So load that into the comments. Let's get that comment section ripping. We'll read your super chats, your super replies later in the show when we open up for our Q&A section. But just as we get to talking here, start loading up the comments and loading up the chat, and we'll get to chatting about the football. You can see our rundown there at the bottom of the screen. And so let's get right after it. Also, the commenters, they get prizes, everybody. Actually, before we get to our first thing, the commenters get prizes. Check it out. It's on the desk. It's a Seahawks throwback mini helmet. We can sign this. All of us can sign it. Just Lofa can sign it. Whoever you guys want to can sign it, and we'll send it out. So make sure you comment. We'll pick a winner later. But topic number one here, the defense has an identity. Hits are back in Seattle. They're hitting people. They're hitting them hard. I mean, that one sack on Skylar Thompson today by Dotson is like the most clean sack I've seen in the NFL in a long time.
Just fucking filthy.
Put him down.
And I love it.
Yeah.
All right. That's what football is, folks.
Yeah.
And I was just so happy to not see a penalty flag thrown because there was a fucking shit ton of laundry. 22 in total. We'll probably get to that too. 11 on each side. But yeah, just the identity, the mindset, the tenacity, just unrelenting. Over and over again. It's refreshing.
Yeah. There's a link to join the giveaway in the chat, so check that out, and we'll give this thing away at the end of the episode. For years now, we've been talking about it on Take 12. 12s have been talking about it everywhere. The team sort of lacked an identity, lacked an energy, lacked a sort of style, really, that they to play with. And 3 weeks into the Mike McDonald era, but extra weeks, if you count the preseason, I think they have an identity, and I think we're seeing it all show up every Sunday. I can't be more excited. Like, when is the last time you're getting up out of your seat, you know, on defense?
Me always. Sometimes to be let down.
Yeah.
However, it's just, I think we've given the 12s a reason to fucking cheer, you know, for the first time in a while. Mm-hmm. It was electric because the play evoked it.
Yeah.
It brought the emotion out of the 12s.
Yeah.
And so, God, it was, like I said, unrelenting, but like the discipline.
Yeah.
Not seeing guys just run wide ass open on a miscommunication or something like that. And just The attention to detail and discipline is what I've been noticing over the first 3 weeks.
Just bring in the thunder again. Like, you can hear them. I mean, we're in the stadium, you guys. We're out there at Lumen. Shout out to all of you who were out there today and said hi to us as we were walking around. It was really cool to see all you guys and chat with you. But you can hear the hits again. It's just, they're flying around.
I'm still having a dream about Dodson on that Stevenson third and one stop last week.
Last week, yeah.
And now it just got replaced with so many more great memories.
Well, they're facing a backup quarterback, two backup quarterbacks, actually, who are checking the ball down. But that first guy's coming up, and he's making the hit, and the guy's going down, and they don't get many yards after contact. And the next thing you know, their punt team's out there, and the offense is going back on the field. And it feels like the Seahawks did a few years ago.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, if I really want to nitpick.
Okay.
Can we get the ball? Can we take the ball away?
Yeah.
Because
didn't win the turnover battle today.
No, right? And that's a telling stat along with what do we always talk about? Third down.
Uh-huh.
And we'll get there. Right?
Yeah.
I know I jumped the gun. I just get so fucking excited.
That's all right. We could talk about third down. I mean, that's the identity. They got them off the field on
just
third down.
Nasty.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It was just a straight up ass kicking, ladies and gentlemen. And I hope you can appreciate that. Because giving up 3 points, damn, that's impressive.
Yeah. Especially on the quick change.
Oh,
Gino throws an ugly-looking pick off of Sharp's hands.
Yeah.
But, that should be a touchdown for a lot of offenses, but the defense comes out. And it's the defense. You got to give credit to the defense. It's not what the offense didn't do. It's the defense coming out there and shutting them down. You know, right after the pick or fumble or whatever they ended up ruling it was, McNeil and I looked at each other. We're like, you know, if he just takes a safety there, actually only gives up the two. Right? Then the defense comes out, only gives up three. Okay.
Yeah.
Sign me up for that.
Still goes down against the, you know, any score. Even,
right.
Even, you've had fantasy teams and they give up a kickoff or a punt return for that special teams goes against, you know, so that safety goes against the defense and scoring anyways.
Oh, okay.
And it's bullshit.
I would never want that.
Quite frankly, it's bullshit.
Who were you most impressed with on defense today? Load up the chat. Load up the comments. Who was your defensive MVP? We want to know. The pass rush. The pass rush showed up, man. Mm-hmm. 6 sacks today for your number one team in pressures in the entire NFL, and it's converting itself to sacks. Derek Hall was all over the place today. 5 tackles, 2 sacks, 1 tackle for loss, 4 quarterback hits. I think he also forced a fumble, which we didn't recover.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a forced fumble on there too, but we didn't recover it. We want to talk about Derek Hall?
Fucking savage.
Yeah.
I mean, and like, I feel like what we're seeing is the step from year one to year two that we saw Boye take, right? And athletically, this is a guy that terrorized the SEC at Auburn. And that's not an easy league. Wasn't like they were good at Auburn. No offense, D Hall, if you're watching this or if someone sends you this. They weren't playing with a lead, and he still had like 12 or 13 sacks in his, you know, last year, whatever, or 20 for 2 years. Insane. Because he made the most of his opportunities. And now he's actually, it looks like he's more comfortable in the scheme. He knows what he's doing and he's balling. Like, but this is just a glimpse of who he is and what's to come.
You guys, everybody was getting sacks tonight. It was like a game show. You get a sack.
It's like a giveaway.
Who wants a sack tonight? Derek Hall ends up with 2. Dotson's got 1. Jones got 1. Maffei's got Maffei. The Boye Mafia.
It's
the Boye Mafia showing up, filling up the stat sheet there. Jaron Reed, friend of the show, former guest of the show, Jaron Reed with a sack checking in. Anytime the dude in the middle of your defensive line is checking in with a sack, you know it's going well.
And if you watch that play, he just picked up another grown-ass man. Looked left, looked right, threw him to the ground, and then made the sack. It was just like a display of just savagery.
The only thing, though, now I'm not nitpicking. I'm just pointing this out.
Okay.
Leonard Williams goes out on the first series of the game with a rib injury.
Yeah.
Murphy goes out a little bit later in the game with a hamstring injury. No further information on any of that. McDonald hasn't spoken on it, but those are 2 big losses for this game, and we'll see what the future holds. But either way, Williams went out early, They still end up getting six sacks.
Williams went out first defensive series.
Mm-hmm.
Murphy went out like midway through the first quarter.
Right.
Yeah, and we still end up having six. So what did I say? The game's won in the trenches, but we finally have depth. You saw the depth come to life today. And I won't be that guy, so I told you so, but...
Look, if you look historically at when this team was at its best, when they were winning their most of their games, they had a pass rush. They were bringing down the other quarterback, and it was allowing them to give the ball back to the offense, letting the offense do what it needed to do.
I mean, but we can go over that. You're talking about
this is the kind of team we need.
Yeah, you're talking about 2013, 2012, 2013, 2014, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know that two All-Pros and Pro Bowlers, Michael Bennett and Cliff Avril, were not even starting on that defense? Chris Clement and Red Bryant were starting, so that talks to the depth that we had. And I'm not going to say we're there yet, but these stats are pretty indicative to how close we are. Like six sacks when two of your big guns are gone. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
Shit.
Can they sustain it all year? I mean, injuries, barring injuries, we never know what's going to happen, and we don't know the news on these things. But
no.
Is this something, I mean, because this is some Seahawk football I want to be signed up for. For the whole season. So
yeah.
Tell me they're going to do this all year long.
They did it, right? And we're going to see, right? Because it's a long season. We're only, you know, three games in. But to hold a team to 3 points, I don't give a shit who's back there at quarterback.
Okay.
I don't care if it's Brett Davern or Lofotutupu. Like,
I would throw the ball to Tyreek Hill more.
I would just fucking hand that thing off.
I would hand it to AJ.
Either way, yeah. Like, I'm telling you, it's going to be hard, you know, especially, but no turnovers and still held them to three.
Yeah.
Like, it's, that shit's impressive to me, man. And, like, I'm telling you, you got to take notice and show love because that's rare.
How much was it bad quarterback play, and then how much was it our defense?
Defense?
Yeah.
There wasn't shit to be had.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing to be had. So mm-hmm. I was more impressed. McDaniel's not going to call a scare game. He was dropping back. He was, look, there was nothing to be had. And, I mean, it was suffocating up front to the point where they didn't even attempt to run after a certain point. They got down 17-3, and then nothing happened until the fourth quarter, right? Like when we scored a touchdown. Right?
I don't think Hill had a catch until the second half.
Yeah.
Late in the second quarter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing yeah. he had.
Well, and that was the – I mean, if there was anything we were worried about coming into this game, it would have been him, Waddle, the receivers that they could try to get the ball to, and especially A-Chain in the running game, but just nothing ever really showed up for them. And that's because of us.
It's because of the defense, bro.
I'm into it. I'm just looking over here. Skylar Thompson, 13 of 19 for 107. Tim Boyle comes in. Why were we calling him Mike White all game?
I thought Mike White was over there.
Somebody in the suite said this guy's name is Mike White, so we were calling him Mike White for like a like a quarter and a half.
We were calling him that, ladies and gentlemen, until the announcer was like, Tim Boyle in the past, and I was like, I guess it's not Mike White.
It's not Mike White. He ends up with 7 of 13 for 79. A-Chain, 11 carries for 30 yards.
Sounds like Tim Boyle should have been playing more.
True. True that. A-Chain, 11 carries, only 11, and then Wright went for 2 carries, Wilson for 3. I mean, should they have stuck to A-Chain more?
At 2.73, I'm going to say no. They did the correct thing in abandoning it.
Dude, look at these stats right here. Hill, 3 for 40.
Man.
Nothing here. Waddle, 4 catches for 26 yards. I mean, just stifling defense. Switching over to our offense, though, I want to get through our rundown here and get to the Q&A with you guys and hear your thoughts. My question for you guys on the pass rush, though, is just can it be sustained throughout the season? So load up the comments. Do you think so? What are your thoughts on that? Gino was good enough to win. Producer Mike put Gino wasn't bad. How'd you think Gino looked?
Like a fucking stud.
Okay.
You guys want any excuse to bring the man, my guy down, all right?
No.
All right. Yeah, there's one play, the one interception that he would like back. Hell of a effort getting out of fucking a sack, no safety, pitches it, hit, was it Sharps? Hit him in the hands.
He had to jump for it.
Hit him in the hand.
Mm. Yeah.
All right, you should catch that or yeah. at least knock it down.
Okay. You are we starting with the bad and then going to the good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because everything else was
because
amazing.
The mood in the stadium the second that that happened was, oh, shit. Oh, boy. It was nervous. You could feel the air get let out of there. Now, the defense brought it back, holding them to the field goal. But I think yeah. there were some Seahawks fans, especially around us, who were going, uh-oh, there's an ugly play. Sounds just like last week, we had the two safeties, some more ugly plays. Uh-oh, what's going to happen for the rest of this game? And I heard some Geno deniers? Geno, what is we need to come up with exactly what they are.
Yeah.
But they were coming out a little bit after that play. It didn't look great.
I say fuck those guys.
Is it on Geno? Is it on the O-line?
It's a combination of both. Okay. But, all right, so wait. We're up 17. Let me just be the voice of reason, ladies and gentlemen. We're up 17 to nothing. They haven't pissed a drop on offense. And so we turn it over. And guess what? The defense, who was the story of the game, shows up again. Yeah. Holds them to three. So yeah. now it's 17 to three. Yeah, but what?
Yeah, but I think this is why you get some side eye when you talk to some Seahawks fans about Geno Smith. Because he has a game like this where they win. You know, he throws for a lot of yards. Let me hear.
Yeah, 289.
But he's got these two plays, 289, a touchdown, the two picks. But those two picks, they're just kind of ugly for some reason, and it makes people scared. I talked to some Seahawks fans. I said, what is it about Geno? Let's be honest here. And the one guy said to me, he said, I just don't trust him. That's what he said. I heard the exact same thing from like two other people. Actually, one pregame and then another one after the game. I just don't trust him. I haven't seen him make that big signature play. What's his big signature win? Da 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 da.
Signature play, signature win. Okay, how about the 9 fucking comebacks?
Yeah. I bring that up. You know I'm a Geno fan. I'm just telling you what the people say.
I'm talking to the people, not you. I'm just talking good. To you because you're in front of me.
Oh, okay.
All right, calm down. How about the 9 comeback wins, right? Mm-hmm. The most in the NFL, ladies and gentlemen. Right? There you go. There was one last week. Might be 10. I don't know. Not a mathematician.
Okay.
However, like, has not had a consistent running game, right? K-9's been injured. The O-line's been decimated every year since he started. What about signature? You want signature? What about when he went down to fucking, where do the Niners play these days?
Santa Clara.
The Santa Clara 49ers. Yeah. We go down there on the road, and we have a lead at halftime. In the playoff game. And then our defense just gives up fucking like 30 in the second half or whatever. Like, what more do you need to see? All right? So whoever those three people you talk to, look them in the eye and just
what
say,
what more do
hey,
you guys need to see?
Thank you. Thank you.
Tell us, what is it that we're missing about Geno? Or what are your true thoughts about Geno? This is a safe space. You can load the comments. You can tell us.
Yeah.
I mean, you could even change your screen name if you want to get weird about it.
Whatever
if you're
you
really
want.
Worried that someone will see your true thoughts. But what are your true thoughts? Let us know.
And then I'll bring you back to reality.
I want
to
know.
Where Geno is that dude?
76% completion percentage. You can't argue with that. The one touchdown. But it's the two picks. And I think it's just the way that they looked.
It was a hell of an effort by the two D tackles. We got manhandled by whoever tipped the pass. Mm-hmm. And then 92. I don't know who that guy is, but he was everywhere. Like in the backfield. You know, just making plays. And they lost their best D lineman to the Raiders signed him in free agency. Christian Wilkins, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolute savage. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, 92 is doing a hell of a job. But whoever batted that ball, he was, like, right there in Geno's face. And so I don't put that one on Geno.
Well, we got the offensive line coming up later in the rundown. So we'll get to them. Some Geno good. I'm sure there'll be plenty more Geno in the Q&A section. So load up your questions about Geno. If you want to get specific, put those in there. What are we missing about him? We'll get back to that kind of stuff. But how about some good with Geno? Another bomb to DK 2 weeks in a row. Just DK had to slow down and wait for the ball, then catch it, then sped back up again. From the angle we were at from the side, you could see him pull away once he caught the ball. It was beautiful. It was incredible, and the catch before that, too, on the sideline was just a play that I've been looking for DK to make just consistently, and that was a thing of beauty to keep that drive going. But the bomb from Gino and the pulling away from DK.
Okay, see, this is where I'll actually get on Gino.
Oh, right? Okay.
Because I know you guys, you're just a fucking Gino lover. Yes, he's the man. No. Okay, he had to wait for that ball. That ball should have been thrown a little earlier or out there because Gino's got the arm for it.
Mm-hmm.
DK, hell of an effort. He slowed down, caught it. Those are tough. Like, when you're in stride to, like, readjust, slow down, catch it. And then that was the insane part was that he just hit stride, and the guy that had didn't have to break stride could not catch him. He pulled away from him. So that was my only criticism of Gino
tonight. Yeah, yeah.
The one he threw where DK mossed that poor kid. Like,
yeah,
that's DK just doing what he can do and what everybody wants to see out of him. But the throw, only where DK can get it.
Four catches for 104, a touchdown on six targets for DK. Noah Fant, six receptions for 60, and they all came almost on that one drive when you had to have it, when you needed to move the ball, when you needed to score some points. This gives me an opportunity to talk about Grubbsy 3 weeks in. We're loving Grubbsy around here.
Oh, yeah.
I don't really know specifically because I'm not breaking down the X's and O's or able to look at it in the way that you're looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
But the offense is moving the ball, and I like the kind of quick game, especially to the tight ends, when you need these, you know, it's short yardage, but it helps you just move down the field at a pace that's nice, and it feels like it's almost open on every play.
Just very methodical in his approach. We go on the road to New England, and he goes no huddle and hurry up just to get the crowd out of it so that it's easy communication. The play style, giving DK, whether it's the go route or just a crosser at full speed, nobody wants that smoke. Like, it's just how he's gone about it.
Yeah.
And then even last week, 14 runs for Sharps. I know the stat line wasn't pretty, but just sticking with it to keep the defense offense honest. And so it's like those little things go a long way in how the opposition, the D coordinator, has to call his game. And, man, it's just – and with everything, like you said, we're going to get to the offensive line and the struggles. Like, it, you know, unfortunately, it's like something we have to work with, but done a masterful job. Like everybody's worried about how would the game – from college to NFL, he gets the ball in the best player's hands, and that's what a good coach does. And yeah. So, I mean, it's been impressive.
Yeah. Charbonnet, filling in for K9. He ends the day with 18 carries. There it is for 91 and two touchdowns. If you're a fantasy Charbonnet owner, you're over the moon today for sure. If you're a Seahawks fan, you should be because he puts it in the end zone when you need it. How did he look to you today after what we saw in New England?
I thought there was a lot more space. And so I credit the offensive line because there, you go back and watch those 14 runs, man. The only one he got anything like really going was when he said, fuck it, I'm bouncing. And it was the overtime 9-yard gain right before we kicked the field goal. Second and one, kicked the field goal. But today, he was a little too impatient to start. And we were up there watching it because we all watched the game.
Called this out.
And I was like, he's just a hammer, right? And he's just going to run through whatever's there. But once he slowed down, and I got to give credit because he probably, the coaches, when he gets to the sideline, whether it was Grubbs, Kenny DiPola, his running back coach, was like, hey, just be a little more patient, a little slower when you get the ball, and then wait for it, you know, guys to get anxious, jump out of gap. And then there was creases to be had, and he exploited them. And when he hit the gear, it was just like, shit, what we were waiting for.
You called that out, man. I'll give you credit. Like, you were like, he's grabbing, he's hitting the hole almost too hard. And then
he was smoking his own lineman.
The first one that he broke, he really, like, he kind of almost stutter-stepped it, delayed-stepped it, hit himself a little bit.
Just like,
And you're like, oh, he listened to me.
I was just,
he heard me from
over
here.
I was sending down the vibes.
Yeah.
I was like, slow down.
It seemed like his game opened up, though, after that. You're right. Like, they definitely saw something there. Back to Grubb, though, sticking with it, 18 carries. You know we love that.
Of course. Especially, like, when you're throttling a team that you should be, has a backup quarterback, all the things. So, like, everybody's like, we should beat them by 40. That probably runs through your mind. I've never called plays, but it probably runs through my mind. It's like, okay, like, should we keep going and air it out? DK's already hit a long one. Like, should we keep, like, attacking downfield? But he's, credit to him, he's like, no, we got to grind this clock out, just convert, first downs, Noah Fant, huge.
Yeah.
And just, it seemed like the same play, just 5-7 yards turn, and then run people over. Mm-hmm. I told you, like, that, almost like a check down, like Sharps had last week against the Patriots. Those two guys, that's lethal. None of those, no defender wants to tackle those guys.
Yeah.
With how big, strong, and fast they are. So, that's credit to Grubbs, just like recognizing, like putting his best players in position to, you know, do what they do best.
How about McIntosh finally getting in the game? Only one carry.
It was a beautiful,
officially.
It's a beautiful carry.
He might have had another one that got called back.
I don't even know if it goes in the books as a carry. I think it got called back.
Did he go down for one official carry, McNeil, and then another one got called back, or did the one official carry get called back?
Yeah. The one got called back.
Oh man.
That was a beautiful 4-yard run.
So we're still looking for a carry.
Yeah.
Come on now. He was out there, though. We got excited. We're all like, 25's out there. Everybody pay attention.
Just because you want to see that speed, right?
Yeah.
Which, like, credit to this defense, like, the speed that you saw Waddle and Cheetah and all these guys, A-Chain, like, that's fucking diff. That's like Formula One. When I was watching from up there, I was like, God damn.
Yeah. Here's the question for the chat. On the scale of 1 to 12, what's your level of anxiety with K-9 out, and what's your level of anxiety after seeing Charbonnet for these 2 weeks in a row, especially after this week? Is it calmed a little bit? Of course, we don't know what's going on with K-9 and the injury, but hopefully he can get back sooner than later. Also, the overall question of the night is, tell us about your Seahawk fandom and its origins. What made you become a Seahawk fan in the first place? Offensive line, next up. Offensive line, still offensive. They gave up 3 sacks, but 7 quarterback hits. Mm. They got to get it figured out, and I think that's kind of the last piece here a little bit. If they can get that thing consistent,
yeah,
watch out.
Well, yeah, then we're just fucking rolling. Mm-hmm. One for sure, we were going towards the south end zone. Gino just took too long. That was on Gino. It was a deep concept, so with the timing and the quarterback's head, he's like, okay, I have a 5-7 step drop, so deeper development patterns. Fant was open in the left flats, and like Gino will go back as a pro and look at him and be like, okay, that one's on me. Other than that, I didn't see too many that were not on him. Mm-hmm. Like, Gino's a guy that gets rid of the ball usually in timely fashion. So, I don't know. We'll get it. I got faith in Grubbsy to get it figured out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can't. When the O-line and Sharps gets, you know, 91 yards and 18 and 2 touchdowns, like, I can't put any blame on them. Like,
yeah.
You know?
They're helping him out in the run game. We just got to protect Geno in the passing game. That's all.
It'll come.
All right. Yeah. Next up, the Lions on Monday Night Football. It's a primetime matchup. We're 3-0, but everybody out there is going to say, yeah, but who'd they play? They played some backup quarterbacks, all that kind of stuff. Well, coming up week 4 at Detroit, Monday Night Football against a really good team. I mean, this is a huge game. It's a huge test. It's a huge eyeball test for all the stuff, all the new coaching staff. This is a huge game, and it's going to be fun. And it's in prime time. And I'm just sort of rambling because I'm excited.
Oh, man. Monday Night Football.
I feel like the season starts on Monday.
No, you don't. This is... Okay, see, let me walk you off the ledge, mm-hmm. and all you fans that are going to hang by one game.
It's 3 games. It's Bo Nix, it's the Patriots, and then it's Miami with whatever they had at quarterback today.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. It's 3-0.
Yeah, I know.
And
you got to stack those wins.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we're going to get tested. You get tested every week. You're like, it's not like these guys aren't trying on the other side.
Yeah.
So I'm not putting everything into this one matchup just because it's on Monday night and it's the Lions. What is McNeil? What are the Lions? Are they 3-0 also?
No, 2-1.
Yeah, this shit's weak. who'd they play?
I don't even know.
Exactly. Okay. So don't come at me all. Oh my God.
They beat the Cardinals by 7 today. There you go.
Okay, but who'd they lose to?
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
No, I want to know. Before we move on, what do you got? Tell me.
No, see, he's looking for it.
They lost to the Bucks.
All right.
Who were getting peppered by the same Broncos that you said weren't shit. I saw 17-0 when I looked at the score in Tampa. So what? Tell me who won that game. And then, all right, now you can get on. So any given Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, shit can happen. So I want to hear about a matchup here or there. Oh, we beat the Broncos. 26-7 Broncos throttle the undefeated Buccaneers at Tampa.
All right.
Broncos might be
good. They're getting it together.
Might be better than we thought.
All right. You ever play the Lions?
Yeah.
How'd those go?
I think I only played them once.
Yeah?
Opening of 2006. So right after we lost the Super Bowl, thank you for reminding me, in Detroit, we went back to Detroit to open the season. Thanks, NFL. Ford Field.
Oh, I remember that.
Gross.
Now I remember.
But yeah, we beat them 9-6, a real barn burner. I just remember we finally went no huddle. It was tied 6-6. I can't imagine how it wasn't a defensive battle, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just going to tell you, it was like gross how no one was scoring. But we finally go no huddle. And Sean Rogers, who had 3 sacks, 2 field goals blocked, just got tired. He actually exits the game. We go down, kick a game winning field goal. We
get out of that. Get the hell out of there. Nice. That's good.
Only good memory I have from Ford Field.
Hey, if you guys want to go to the Monday Night Football game in Detroit, we recommend flying with our sponsor, Delta Airlines. Check them out at 12status.com. That's 12 in the word status.com to sign up for 12 Status today. If you're not signed up for 12 Status, what the hell are you doing? This is the easiest, most no-brainer promotion of all time to sign up that any company has ever come up with. Even if you're not flying Delta Airlines your next time, you should be signed up for 12 Status because you get 1 Delta Sky Mile for every yard that the Seahawks throw for. It doesn't matter which Seahawk throws for it. If there's a yard thrown for the Seahawks this season, you get a mile for it. And it takes less than 30 seconds to sign up. You go to 12status.com. And then, of course, you fly Delta Airlines because they're the greatest airline on earth. I was sitting on an Delta jet this morning at 7 o'clock in the morning in L.A. My day starts at 5 a.m. for the commute to the Seahawk game.
That's commitment, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, but it's on comfortable Delta, so I don't mind. Delta, yeah. Delta, Delta. It's time to open up the Q&A for you guys. Load up your super chats. It will come across the screen here. Lofa and I are here all night as long as you guys are asking questions. And if you're asking questions, you're entered into the giveaway, which
all
is
day,
a signed mini helmet. Also, I think we're going to try to do a giveaway on every single live episode all season long. So that's like 16 more games, right?
14
more?
Well, no, playoffs. You're right. Playoffs.
Yeah, playoffs.
Yeah. Let them know.
Sure.
Let them know, partner.
17 more. Yeah.
20 plus 3.
No. There's only 19 games. Where's the math majors in the house?
Not me, bro.
There's 19 total games. We played 3.
I barely finished high school, folks.
15 more.
I barely finished high school.
Listen, however many games are left, we're going to give something away on every single live episode. So text your friends.
F
send
and
them
A,
a link.
Cotton. F
they
and
They want
a.
to win some shit. Tune in to the All Day podcast, and then you can win some shit.